Good day everyone, and I welcome you all to another episode of Entertainment Discussion with Dija. So today we're moving to the medical line. So I'll be discussing about a disease which is common to every one of us. We all know about it, but just a little more enlightenment won't kill, right? So today we're going to be talking about HIV. You know that HIV is human immune virus. It is a sexually transmitted infection. It can also be spread by contact with infected blood and from illicit injection drug use or sharing needles. It can also be spread from mother to child during pregnancy, childbirth, or breastfeeding. Without medication, it may take years before HIV weakens your immune system to the point that you have it. AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, is a chronic, potentially life-threatening condition caused by HIV. By damaging your immune system, HIV interferes with your body's ability to fight infection and disease. Causes of HIV/AIDS. HIV is caused by a virus which can spread through sexual contact, illicit injection, drug use, or sharing needles, contact with infected blood, or from mother to child during pregnancy, childbirth, or breastfeeding. HIV destroys the CD4 T cells, that is the white blood cells, that play a large role in helping your body fight the disease. The fewer CD4 T cells you have, the weaker your immune system becomes. How does HIV become AIDS? You can have an HIV infection with few or no symptoms for years before it turns into AIDS. Okay? Symptoms of HIV. The symptoms vary depending on the phase of infection, but these are the general symptoms of HIV. We have fever, weight loss, cough, swollen lymph nodes, fatigue, diarrhea, pneumonia. Symptoms of AIDS. We have sweats, chills, recurring fever, chronic diarrhea, weight loss, weakness, skin rashes, swollen lymph glands. How does HIV spread? 1. By having unprotected sex. 2. By sharing needles. 3. From blood transfusions. 4. During pregnancy or delivery or through breastfeeding. How HIV doesn't spread? You know, we have some different rumors that just because the person has HIV, you must not come in contact with the person, you must not shake hands, you must not do this. No. How HIV doesn't spread? HIV doesn't spread. You can't become infected with HIV through ordinary contact. And this means that you can't catch HIV or AIDS by hugging, kissing, dancing, or shaking hands with someone who has the infection. Please, help us to disengage with the rumors saying that when you hug someone with HIV, that's when you contact HIV. No, you can't have HIV just by hugging or just through ordinary contact.
Okay.
Complications of HIV, that is the effect. What does it lead to? It leads to it causes infection like pneumocystic pneumonia, which is PCP. It causes infection like candidiasis, tuberculosis, cytomegalovirus, cryptococcal meningitis. It also leads to cancer, such as lymphoma, HPV-related cancers. Now, what are the risk factors? Anyone of any age, race, sex, or sexual orientation can be infected with HIV/AIDS. When do you need to see a doctor? If you think you may have been infected with HIV, see a healthcare provider as soon as possible. And lastly, before I round up, what are the prevention? There is no cure for HIV/AIDS, but you can protect yourself and others from infection. To help prevent the spread of HIV, you must 1. Consider pre-exposure prophylaxis, that is an oral drugs to use. 2. Use treatment as prevention. 3. Use post-exposure prophylaxis if you have been exposed to HIV. 4. Use a new condom every time you have sex. 5. Tell your sexual partners if you have HIV. 6. Use a clean needle. 7. If you are pregnant, get medical care right away. I hope you guys have been able to learn one or two things about HIV AIDS, and I pray that we won't come in contact with disease. Thank you.